This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Thatcher, T-A-T-C-H-E-R, first name John, J-O-H-N, the date of birth September 29, 1942, date of evaluation May 14, 2025, the chief complaint, 82-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation. The HBI. The patient is an 82-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, who developed a pain syndrome, period. The patient was in Mexico when he began having pain, period. He was transferred to San Francisco, at which time his differential diagnosis included chronic lymphocytic leukemia versus polymyotica rheumatica, period. The patient's oncology felt that he had CLL, period. However, PMR remained on the differential, period. He reports fatigue, joint pain, and stiffness, period. More recently, he has had improvement in his mobility, period. However, he reports dyspnea. However, he further notes that he lives at a higher altitude, period. His past medical history includes paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension, next number pulmonary embolism in 2019, next number chronic kidney disease stage 2, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, next number appendectomy, next number inguinal hernia, next number laminectomy 2007 for schwannoma, next number cataracts 2009, next number vitrectomy left eye, next number status post lens implantation, next number spinal surgery for severe spinal cervical stenosis. The medications, vitamin E, 400 international units daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms one daily, vitamin D3, 5,000 milligrams one daily, vitamin C, 1,000 micrograms daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams one daily, losartan, 50 milligrams one daily, propafenone, 150 milligrams TID, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, ezetimibe, 10/21 daily, toprol 50 milligrams PRN, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams take 2 daily, dutasteride DUTASTERIDE 0.5 milligrams 1 daily, multivitamins 1 daily, omega 3-6-9 2000 micrograms 1 daily. The allergies, he is allergic to ciprofloxacin. Family history, father had a bad heart. Social history, patient has distant history of smoking. He quit in 1974. He had prior alcohol use, but none recently. He denies any substance use. Review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. He does have musculoskeletal pain, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 138/78, pulse 85, respiratory rate 16, height 77 inches, weight 159 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in non-acute stress. Data review. ECG reveals sinus rhythm, non-specific T-wave abnormality. There is loss of R-wave in V1, period. The lab work brought by the patient dated January 20th, 2025. Sodium 142, potassium 3.7, chloride 103. BUN 29.4, creatinine 1.63, glucose 102, the total lipids 338, triglyceride 87, non-HDL cholesterol 60, HDL 44, direct LDL 49, cholesterol 104. Overall impression, the patient is an 82-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. He further has history of hypercholesterolemia, which is controlled. He has hypertension, which also appears controlled. He has chronic kidney disease, period. He is noted to have prediabetes, period. The plan will discontinue hydrochlorothiazide as it is contributing to hyperlipidemia, borderline hyperkalemia, and possible prediabetes, period. We'll order CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, magnesium level, period. Losartan, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 90 times 3. Metoprolol succinate, 50 milligrams, 1 daily, PRN as directed, simvastatin/sedia, 10/20, one daily. The follow-up patient is to be seen in 3 to 4 months, period. Dr. Rawlings and Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.